Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. My name's Armand Sheffy, your host, also known as Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And on this podcast, we are going through the Word together, and each and every episode, we're just going to take a couple minutes to look at what we see in His Word. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. In today's episode, we're going to be looking at the reading we should have already done at this point of Genesis 3, Matthew 3, Acts 3, and Ezra 3. But I'm specifically going to be looking at the fall of man in Genesis 3. I could not miss this opportunity. Therein, we meet the first and ultimate enemy of God, the serpent. The devil shows up and he's twisting God's words. And that's his best attack on God's people. If he can convince us that God's words are either being misunderstood or not to be trusted, we can fall into such disobedience and powerlessness. That phrase, "Did God actually say?" is one we need to be leery of. I can recall when I was approaching 30, and that was when the Lord was beginning to draw me closer to him. He gave me a phrase for that season. "The devil in you makes justifications." Now, I grew up in the church, but I didn't have this habit of doing and obeying God's word. I was still very much my own master. And God knew my habit was making myself feel better about my disobedience by building this rationale for why those rebellious moments were okay. And we see Eve do the same thing here. She does a personal evaluation of that tree after she repeated God's word and then added a little bit to it for good measure. She recognized all the fruit that looks good, everything in her own estimation. There was no reason why she shouldn't be able to eat it. And she decided in that moment to be her own master. But we know, as we see in Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your own heart, right, with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. But she decided that she knew better than God. We do that too, don't we? If I'm doing as God commands, if I'm living life above reproach, there's no need to explain my actions or build a justification for what I'm doing. Like, you don't need to explain your obedience apart from pointing to God's word. However, your disobedience will often have a long laundry list of excuses and rationales, often starting these days with, "Well, what happened was." So if we ever find ourselves not having a firm grasp on what God actually said, and we begin to believe the twisting lies of the serpent like Adam and Eve do, like, let's respond differently than them, because we've got a different hope than them. We got Jesus. Rather than responding in fear and shame, which we see that they do as they remove themselves from the presence of God and hide from whom they were created for relationship. Rather than making excuses and trying to explain away our disobedience, saying, "Oh, it was the woman whom you gave me." In verse 12, Adam did that. Or, "I was deceived. It was the serpent's fault." In verse 13, Eve did that. Instead, what if we all decide that we will not try and make our own justification for sin, but repent, turn back to God, knowing that in Jesus we are declared righteous. His work on the cross is our justification, not because we earn it, but because he did and he gives it. Repentance in that moment glorifies God, which is our ultimate purpose, and demonstrates our desire to elevate him and a need for his presence over our own pride. Pride makes you hide. Let nothing keep you from God's presence. Today, let us repent and live free. This is the way. Let me pray for you. Father God, we thank you for the work that Jesus did on the cross. We thank you that through him we are justified. That when we make mistakes, when we fall short, when we rebel, we don't need to hide. And we thank you for your word that gives us the way, that demonstrates the path. And we desire that we would more align ourselves to that, Lord God. We thank you for direction. We thank you for forgiveness. And we thank you for purpose, our purpose to glorify you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, y'all, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there on this episode if you have thoughts, or maybe there's other thoughts in some of the other passages that you'd love to comment. I would love to be chatting with you there. Subscribe, rate, and share, and I hope to see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.